Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Happy, 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 happy Friday. How are you today? And how was your week? And are you ready to maybe sail off into a long vacation week? A lot of folks taking Thanksgiving week off this year, a whole bunch of them. Not me. I'll be working until about mid-Wednesday, and then I'll take the rest of the week off because I'm kind of tired. Are you kind of tired? I've had a busy year. It's a crazy year, and we'll talk about that today, about I've been getting tired, running fast, running long, and maybe in the wrong direction. Now, I'm tired in a very good way right now. Are you? So as we chat today on the show, I'm going to dig into that a little bit and question you if that's okay. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day, but the positive and the practical boost. It very much is. It's about really, you know, finding the goodness, finding the energy, finding being upbeat, finding being positive in everything in life that happens. It's not always easy, is it? Sometimes you have to chuckle and just kind of move on and go, that was weird. How'd that happen? It just happens. Anyway, we'll deal with that today. It's me, Scott. Good to have you. Thank you for stopping by today. Yeah, Friday. What do we do on a Friday? It's that question. But I did put the survey out. I had a lot of people that responded to me about asking my questions. They said, yeah, keep reminding us, do my homework on a Monday, and how do I feel on a Friday? To me, they're both equally important, and certainly on the Friday one, because I think sometimes we get putting up with stuff, putting up with our feelings, our emotions that are kind of put upon us, and we don't take the time just to say, well, wait a second, how do I really want to feel? And it makes a huge difference, and if you get disciplined and maybe a little hard-headed, you can push yourself into that, and you can change any way you want to. So ask the question, how do I want to feel? Life is going to be awesome. So today's program, let me tell you how I came upon this today, because I've talked about this topic a lot over the years, because there's certain repeating topics that happen. In personal development, there's like 10, all the 10 biggest stuff. Now, once you get beyond the 10 big, you know, habits and procrastination, goal setting, things like that, once you get beyond that, it gets a little bit more interesting, a little more subtle. And I think the success in your life and all of your life and all of our lives comes down to that subtleness. It comes down to between the lines. It's always a way. It's like modeling the NLP technique. If somebody has already done something, just model their behavior and you'll get what they want. Yes and no. Have you ever done that? Has it worked out every time? Likely no. A lot? Yes, probably, but likely not always, and certainly not as consistently as you would like. And that's because it's all the nested stuff that goes on between, that subtleness that happens after the, you know, the forefront stuff. I go so deep here, you have to admit. And I talk about this all the time because when I'm working with my clients throughout the course of the week, or all kinds of people I talk to all week long, we get beyond that in your face stuff pretty fast. And then we get to subtleness, and that's when it becomes, huh, I didn't think about that. So when I say, are you tired yet? I really mean it, because a lot of folks are, you know, we've heard life is a marathon and not a sprint, but I think most people these days are actually running both at the very same time. Now, I've been living on this planet for a little while. Got a birthday coming up. I'm canceled my birthday. It's a rebirth day. And my wife said, you got to have a birthday. I said, okay, fine. Then I want pizza. That's it. I just want Giuseppe's pizza. And I've been running really hard, working really hard, and I want some pizza, maybe some beer, and bring the grandkids over. Let's have some fun. But what I figured out is this is a lifelong game that we're in, no matter how many birthdays we have, what we do, but it's made up of day-to-day sprints along the way. You heard that, right? A lifelong project that we're on, but day-to-day sprints every day. But it's little itty-bitty things that make it happen. If you want a big bank balance, you make small deposits over time, right? A lot of people hold off for the big paycheck. They're nice, trust me, but the little ones add up. Want to lose weight? Everybody wants to lose 50 pounds right away, but a little bit every day is how it gets done. Want a promotion at your job? It's not usually the big thing you do. It's usually the small stuff that you do. The challenge is that when we don't define the marathon that we're running, when we lack specific goals, we do daily activities that may or may not get you to what you want. And if that's happening to you, you likely are going to feel worn out. You're going to feel frustrated and wondering when things will turn around. I really mean that. That's why I asked the question, are you feeling tired? Have you been trying to do something for a long time and you haven't got where you wanted to be yet? Haven't just nailed that perfection you're really looking for? I could be wrong here. You may not even feel that way, but I'm guessing you probably do. There's probably something lingering in the back that could be a little bit better. I know that's been my year for the past year, and that's why I say I'm tired. I've been at it. I've been for 4 years. We had the alpaca farm and then, you know, the change we've had in this past year, and I'm wearing myself out, but it's okay. It's okay. You know why it's okay? Because I'm wearing myself out doing the things I just love to do that are putting me on the right track to what I have. I almost can't stay in bed. I almost can't stop. I really have to come and do things because I'm so excited about what I'm doing. See, the stamina that we put out there, that we have, that we go after, we're going to use that for any goal that we do. It doesn't matter. Society today tends to celebrate our ability to work hard no matter what, right? They do that. But that stamina is there. And if you're pushing really, really hard and it's not working for you, it's not a sustainable behavior. This is something that I just say all the time. It's not sustainable. Sooner or later, you're going to make a decision to change, and it's probably going to be very abrupt. So if you're wearing yourself out, as I've said many, many times before, you're going to change when you wear yourself out. I highly suggest you do it before that happens. Now, it doesn't have to be a major change. It just has to be an acceptance of it. I mean, you could be reluctant, fearful, hard-headed, whatever. But if you're putting up with things that are less than satisfying in your life, it's just going to keep on going, but eventually it will stop. You will change when you wear yourself out. When you've had enough, even if the timing is not perfect, and probably when it's least perfect of anything, you're gonna change when you wear yourself out. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. So what is the fix? Well, I told you, I'm a good tired right now. I'm popping out of bed typically at, 4 to 5 in the morning, 5:30 at the latest, sometimes 3:30. I pop up ready to go. I'm excited. Yes, it wears me out throughout the course of the day, but the stuff we're getting done, the opportunities I'm having right now, the things that are being created over time here, and you've heard me go through this year reinventing myself again and again and again and again and again, deciding it's not going to be a certain way, it's going to be another way, and going for it and just making that happen. That's the fix. The marathon that we call life will continue until it doesn't. And there are three things I think you can do to make this better for you. First one is to define your destination with clarity. We've heard this before. If you are going through your day kind of sort of on the back burner thinking about changes or what you might want to do someday. Come here a second. I was chatting with a client the other day about my wife, Joy. And Joy is beautiful, wonderful lady. Love her to death. And she and I are different. Fundamentally, at our core, different. I look at where I'm heading and I decide what it's going to be. I define my destination and I go after it. Even if I don't know exactly where it's going to be, I define the path to get there. So even if I don't know that, I define how to find the path. I start doing that with clarity. I get there. Joy? Well, I figure we'll work it out when we get there. We'll see what happens. That's her answer. Drives me insane. Absolutely drives me insane. Now, you may be like that as well. So fortunately, I drive really hard and she says, okay, see, I told you to work out. It's because I got out there and figured out where to go. But she's like that. I'm not like that. So number one is you define with clarity where you want to go. That's energizing when you do that. And you heard me say this before, you match your activity every single day with your goals. Stop doing stuff you don't want to do. Stop doing stuff that keeps you where you want to stay. You're better than that. Do the things that give you the feeling, give you the stuff you want, give you the relationships, give you the time spent that you want. And finally, accept that if things don't go your way, you're going to change direction anyway. Hear that loud and clear. I've heard this all week long, which is why this program is out today. Because I thought about this before I started for about 15 seconds. And that was it. You're running hard in a marathon. You might be thinking in the back of your head, something needs to change. Not bad. Good. You just want something different. And you continue just to keep doing what you're doing. And if you continue to do that, just accept the fact that eventually you're just not going to do it. Eventually you're going to change directions anyway. It's not sustainable. You will be done with it. Or maybe an opportunity comes your way to give you a chance to get out of it. How many folks are doing that these days? Sell a house and just bail out. I did that. Took advantage of it. High price. It was worth an adventure over the summertime. You will change when you wear yourself out. So if you really want some Scott Logic advice here, and this is the only thing I can attribute this advice to is the fact I've done it my whole life, and I have now talked to tens of thousands of people in very intimate conversations. I've heard it. I've heard the tears. I've heard the frustration. I've heard the excitement. You may as well skip the bad stuff. You may as well make an adjustment you may as well go directly to the good stuff. It is completely possible to do that. And no, you don't have to go through something else to get to the good stuff. That's a whole other podcast. Cannot tell you how many times I tell people, well, I don't really like what I'm doing, but maybe I can go get that part-time job there. It's not really what I like to do. I probably like it a little bit better, but then maybe I'll get an opportunity to go up to that one. I'll get that one. Stop the BS. Decide what you want. Put a smile on your face. Go do what you want to do. It is truly that simple. Does it happen overnight? Sometimes, yes, it does. Sometimes, no. Best cases, I think, probably not. I'm the guy working 12 hours a day because I love what I'm doing. And I see that I'm just kind of in a groove right now. And I just wear myself out and go to bed, get back up and go have more fun. I really, truly am enjoying it right now. Although I got some bags under my eyes, but I'll get over that. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for indulging me today. That's just been on my mind. I wanted to share it with you. See you Monday.